You're listening to Let's Hear It on WMUK 89.9. And right now, we're going to a practice room where David Schifrin, Peter Wiley, and Anna Polonsky are gathered to rehearse. And I'm interrupting them right now to talk about their upcoming program in Kalamazoo. David and Peter and Anna, thank you very much for taking a little time out of your work to preview the concert with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
I would like to know how you three came together, all of you having very prominent lives as soloists, chamber musicians, and orchestral musicians as well. What brought the three of you together, please? And anyone can start.
One wonderful common denominator is that we're all graduates of the Curtis Institute of Music. And not exactly at the same time, though.
That's for sure.
Peter and this is David speaking. Peter and I went to school together. Peter was one of the young kids when I was one of the upperclassmen.
In 1968, we met.
A ways back.
Right.
And I'm going to say one more thing and then let somebody else speak. But when Peter and I met, Peter was, 13 or 14?
Yes, that's right.
And I was 18 years old. And Anna, how old were you when you met Peter?
I was 18 years old also when I met Peter.
Oh, how interesting.
You weren't 13 anymore, though.
No, not at all.
So we do have that educational institution in common, and we've played at so many music festivals together and in so many different situations. I was fortunate to play with Peter when he was in the Guarneri Quartet and even in the Beaux-Arts Trio.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And I think, Anna, you played with them with the quartet as well, right?
Yeah, I was lucky to play with you guys in your last year.
Well, that speaks to how musicians kind of instinctively know when they play together that they have a certain simpatico that you can just discover, and it's wonderful. It's cross-generational as well. So you all have that simpatico to play music together.
We sure do. And I think, at least I'm sure I speak for my colleagues, that we are so incredibly fortunate to be able to do this, you know, have a life in music. And I personally am so grateful to have my incredible colleagues to sort of keep me going musically. It's really a gift for us.
There's another institution that I think just a couple of you share, but it is a Michigan institution, the Interlochen Arts Academy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Peter, were you at Interlochen?
Only once in my life with the trio. We played a summer concert there.
Well, Anna and I are both graduates of the Arts Academy and the National. Were you at the National Music Camp as well?
It was called Interlochen Arts Camp by the time, but I put in a few summers there.
No, but we did not cross paths there, but we share that experience as Michigan people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to bring it up. Interlochen's 3 hours away from here. The beautiful northern woods and a lot of open space to practice and focus on music. And a lot of friendships made there, I believe, over time, just as with the Curtis Institute, where the collegial relationships last a lifetime. Well, David and Peter and Anna, you are visiting Kalamazoo, Michigan with a program of works for clarinet, cello, and piano by Beethoven, Brahms, and Zemlinsky. Which were you working on when I interrupted you by calling?
Weren't we doing the Ebert?
We were just getting to the development of the first movement of the Zemlinsky trio.
Would you talk about this composer and what is special about the work?
I'm not sure my history is quite correct, but I think, wasn't he the father-in-law of Schoenberg?
Yes, and his teacher as well.
His teacher. And his style is extremely lush and romantic and sort of harkens maybe to the style of, like, Richard Strauss. Rather involved writing for all three instruments, interweaving lines, sort of no emotional stone left unturned, kind of hard on one sleeve. So it's it might actually make a nice transition in the second half of the concert to the Brahms trio, which is sort of a musical predecessor of this style.
Zemlinsky was a young man when he met the older Brahms, I think, and Brahms was pretty impressed with Zemlinsky.
As well he should have been. And I'm sure that this piece was inspired by Brahms' trio, which was written not that long before Zemlinsky's trio. It was one of Brahms' last works and an early work of Zemlinsky.
David, is there a recording of Richard Mühlfeld out there? I mean, what was so beautiful about this performer that Brahms came out of retirement to write a whole set of works?
I've looked long and far and wide for a recording of Mühlfeld and have not had any luck. And it's such a shame. There could have been. There were recordings early in his life, but I've not found any. And there's so many mysteries. What his tone was like, whether he used vibrato like a string player, or like many of the German clarinetists played absolutely straight tone without vibrato. But you can only imagine from the context of the music that was written for him to play that he had a very vocal, lyrical style.
Was the instrument that Mr. Mühlfeld played identical to the instrument you play in terms of its design?
It is not. It was a precursor of the modern clarinet, and it was a slightly different fingering system that is still used in Germany and Austria, as opposed to the BAME system, which is used in France and most of the rest of the world. But it's surprisingly similar. It's playable. Brahms' Mühlfeld clarinet is playable by modern clarinetists.
Everyone always uses the word autumnal for late Brahms's music. You can't say the same thing for this Beethoven work that begins the program, because it's an early work, yes?
Well, it's 11, right. Yeah, it's a fantastic piece. In fact, we were reminiscing with Dave and I about Curtis, because that was the very first piece that I studied in chamber music at the Curtis Institute, and my coach was John Daly, the incredible violinist from the Guarneri Quartet. And unfortunately, it wasn't with David Schifrin, it was with David Singer. But that's one of those memories that lasts a lifetime. I've always loved the Opus 11 trio. How did Beethoven manage to write such happy music when he turned the way he did?
It's one of the most uplifting pieces, just a big smile with a beautiful, tender aria in the middle of two really kinetic movements.
And that's how the program will begin, with this optimistic Beethoven work, and then a more mature Brahms, and then the super romantic Zemlinsky. This sounds like a very balanced program filled with something for everyone. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to really enjoy playing it. I think this might be our favorite program.
Tell me, finally, about your travels and beyond Kalamazoo. What other venues and cities are you visiting on your tour?
This is going to be our second stop in Michigan this season. We did this program a few weeks ago in Detroit. And
we've been in Philadelphia. We've been in Vermont. We've been in Florida, I believe.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona.
Way more than I remember.
This is really the first year that we're doing this trio, We've played together for so many years in different combinations. This is the first year we've formalized it into a trio, and we're having a great time and have played in, you know, maybe 8 or 10 different cities so far.
Well, we're very lucky to have you visit Kalamazoo on Friday and perform at First Baptist Church of Kalamazoo in the upstairs sanctuary. It's a beautiful venue. And Anna, there's a Fazioli piano installed there, which I don't know if that's exciting for you or not, but it's a fancy, it's a big deal for Kalamazoo.
It is a fancy piano. Well, Fazioli's are known to be sort of more, proportionately speaking, they're more handmade than other pianos being put out that day. And because of that, every Fazioli that I played had a different personality and a different touch. So I'm looking forward to making friends with this one.
And you're already with friends, and I wish you well on your tour. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, and get back to the Zemlinsky, I guess.
We look forward. Yes, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Gare.